Murphy used to own some horses. And he was running them here in Ireland, but he decided the real money was in England, so he moved the whole stable over to Newmarket. Moved the whole stable to Newmarket. And the very first race that he entered a horse in was a very prestigious race called the Duke of Norfolk Stakes. And just before the race, Murphy was down and he was petting away at the horse. You see, you know, the way you do before the race. And then every so often he'd put his hand in his pocket and he'd give the horse something. And, you know, but up the way, who was standing up the way but the Duke of Norfolk himself. He was there, the Duke. And he looked down, he came down. He says, excuse me a second there, Paddy. He says, that can't go on here. He says, that may go on in Ireland, but by God, it doesn't go on in England. And Murphy says, what? He says, doping horses. Murphy says, who's doping horses? He says, well, I've been watching you. You're giving the horse something every so often. He says, Murphy says, oh, he's stupid. He says, lumps of sugar. I was giving the horse lumps of sugar. That's all I was giving him. Oh, really? He says, lumps of, look, he says, don't believe me. I'll take a couple. Try a couple yourself. So the Duke, he took a couple. He says, I'm frightfully sorry. He says, I must apologise, but one can't be too careful. Well, Murphy says, don't worry about it, your Duke. Don't worry, you're all right, don't worry. So a couple of minutes later, Murphy had the jockey. He was giving them the last minute instructions. Now, he says, this horse is a great horse. Now, it's a mile race. Now, he says, keep him in among the first three, he says, for the first seven furlongs. He says, a furlong from home. When you're a furlong from home, he says, give him his head. Let him go. And nothing will pass you. And if anything does, it'll be either me or the Duke of Norfolk.